The lawyer detective Shard Lake is investigating the murder of a King's Commissioner in a monastery on the south coast. While searching for the murder weapon, he has discovered another body. Hoping for answers, Shard Lake has gone to speak with Abbott.
Father Abbott, have you seen this sword before?
No, we have no swords here.
Well, this is one. And it is here. So that is not true. It's an expensive weapon. A gentleman's. There's a maker's mark stamped here. JS 1507, above this effigy of a square building with four pointed towers.
I have never seen it before.
My assistant has gone to the poorhouse to see if the dead body is that of Orphan Stonegarden.
The poorhouse overseer has no love for us.
She'll have less if it transpires her ward was murdered. She told me the girl was unhappy working here.
It is not so good to have young girls working in monastic houses.
Who bothered the girl?
A monk who worked in the laundry was said to have molested her.
And others? Obedientiaries, perhaps?
There were complaints against Brother Edwig and Prior Mortimus. They had made lewd suggestions, Brother Edwig persistently. I warned them.
And your warnings had effect?
I am the abbot, sir. Could it not be the girl drowned herself, if she was in despair?
We will know soon enough. Brother Guy is examining the body. The story was, she stole two gold chalices and fled. I want the pond drained.
It's all over, isn't it? Our life here. The monastic life in England. I have been deluding myself. Legalities will not save us, even if Commissioner Singleton's killer turns out to be from the town. I have looked again at the draft instrument of surrender the Commissioner gave me. We do profoundly consider that the manner and trade of living which we and others of our pretensed religion have practised and used many days doth most principally consist in dumb ceremonies and in certain constitutions of Roman and other foreign potentates. I thought at first Lord Cromwell wanted our lands and our wealth, and that passage was merely a bonus for reformers. But after what I have heard from Lewis, it's a standard clause, isn't it? All the houses are to come down. And after this, Scouncy is finished.
Three people have died most horribly, yet you seem concerned only with your own survival.
You should have seen this house just 5 years ago. Ordered and secure. Prayer and devotion unchanging, centuries old. The Benedictines have given me a life as I could never have had in the world. A ship chandler's son raised to abbot. Disillusion. I will sign the instrument of surrender. I will get the pension the Commissioner promised.
I wondered when you'd come to that. How did she die, Brother Guy?
See, here. Her neck was broken. The vertebrae dislocated.
Murdered, then. She couldn't have done that going into the pond.
No, sir.
Mark,
sir.
This is Orphan Stonegarden. Mistress Stump confirmed the medallion was hers.
As we thought.
Poor girl.
Mistress Stump sent a message for you, sir. She wept, and then she said, "Revenge her in God's name."
Mark, we need to put our differences aside. We have one aim in common in this place. Find the murderer at large.
Of course, sir. How could you ever doubt that?
I don't.
Sir, I get the strangest feeling at times here that we're being watched.
It's this place.
I don't think Brother Gabriel is the killer.
Why do you say that? The only reason his habit was thrown in the pond was because it was soaked in blood.
I cannot see him doing harm willingly, or be bold enough to strike.
I thought you despised him as a pederast.
I do.
He can be bold enough when he wants. Let's see what he has to say.
Orphan Stone Garden. Dead. God's bones.
Her neck was broken. There was a sword in the pond, too. We think the one that killed Singleton. And this. The robe is yours, Brother Gabriel. The badge is yours, is it not?
Must be the robe that was stolen.
Of course. Convenient.
2 weeks ago I sent a habit to the launderer and it never came back. I inquired, but it was never found. Sir, you cannot...
Gabriel of Ashford, I put it to you that you killed Commissioner Singleton. He knew of your past and discovered some recent felony that you could have been tried and executed for. So you killed him.
That is not true.
And why did you kill the girl? Was it because a fellow sodomite befriended her? Jealousy and novice well play? He knew what had become of her, didn't he? But he wouldn't betray you. Not until the end, when he started talking in his illness. So you poisoned him. It all fits, brother.
No, I will not have this.
Stay where you are, pederast.
Remain where you are.
Or I will run you through.
What would you think I do? You are the king's commissioner, but you harangue like a cheap lawyer. I have killed nobody. I am a sinner, but I have broken none of the king's laws these last 2 years.
Calm yourself.
I see, Commissioner, you have created a theory that gives you a solution. Perhaps now someone will be paid to give false testimony and send me to the gallows.
There will be no false witnesses. I will uncover what evidence I need.
I am innocent.
For the present, you will not leave the monastery precincts. If you attempt to do so, it will be taken as an admission of guilt. Do you understand me?
But in the laundry, the brother confirmed that Gabriel had lost a habit. It was written up in the ledger. So Mark and I returned to the question of the monastery's finances.
Thank you, Alice.
What is it, sir?
The book, she said. 4 large land sales in the last year, which have not been recorded in the monastery's account books. £1,000. The purser engaged in fraud. But where's the money?
It's a huge amount of gold.
Quick, quick. Someone is coming. Just put it back.
Commissioner, you startled me.
I decided to look at some of your ledgers.
I see, sir.
Do you see that when money goes to the exchequer, it will be used by the king to benefit the Commonwealth? God has placed the welfare of his people in the king's hands.
Of course, sir. But sometimes kings have other priorities. Kings in general. I have seen for myself how it is wasted on armies.
Have you? How is that, brother?
My father was an army paymaster, sir. I spent my childhood as a camp follower while I learned his trade.
So, with your background, brother, would you know how to use a sword?
Such as killed the commissioner? You raise your eyebrows, sir, but I guessed how it was done when I heard how the body looked. I saw enough beheading when I was young. I forswore that world as soon as I reached manhood.
The life of a monk has its drawbacks, does it not, Brother Edwig? The vow of celibacy, for example. That must be hard.
What do you mean?
Well, I am now investigating the death of a young woman, Orphan Stone Garden. Your name was given as one who had behaved improperly towards her.
Celibacy is hard. Do not think I relish the urges that come over me. I hate these devilish passions. Yes, sir, I wanted the girl. It is as well I am a timid man. Each time she gave me harsh words, I went away. But I would come back. She seemed to tempt me, just as the lust for glory tempts men to war. Did she kill herself?
No. Her neck was broken.
She should never have been allowed here. Women are the devil's instruments.
Brother Edwig, you call yourself timid, but I think you are the hardest man here.
Give me that, you whore son! You'll not swallow that girl!
Friar Mortimus, what is this tumult?
I caught Brother Jerome trying to smuggle this letter out by the gatekeeper's boy.
Crook back! There was no need to kick him down.
But there was, sir. And he'll get more if he rises again.
Give me that letter.
A chill ran down me as I read. It was addressed to Sir Thomas Seymour, the late Queen's brother. It referred to Seymour as cousin, and told of Jerome's imprisonment in a corrupt house where a king's commissioner had been murdered, and said there were ill deeds he should know of. And he told the story of his encounter in prison with Mark Smeaton, and the musician's torture by Lord Cromwell.
Put him back in his cell and make sure he's kept there. You and I need to talk.
This letter is a serious matter which should be reported to Lord Cromwell at once. He must be guarded closely from now on. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
There is another matter I wish to discuss with you. Orphan Stonegarden. Your name has been mentioned.
Even old celibates get lusty. I tried to get her to romp with me, I'll not deny it.
You, who keeps discipline here?
I'm not perfect. Nobody is, except the saints, and not all of them.
Some would say, Prior, that these words make you a hypocrite.
Stay behind me, sir, and follow where I walk.
I am trying, Alice.
If folk do smuggle, it is because they are poor.
I'm not interested in prosecuting anybody. I just wonder whether some unaccounted monies could be taken out this way.
Anything could. There is always a safe way through the marsh.
I need to stop. I would like to talk to you about Master Mark. I know he has formed an attachment to you, and it is an honourable one.
Then why, sir, do you forbid him to see me?
Mark's father is the steward of my father's farmlands. My father gave his word to Mark's that I would try and advance the boy in London. I have done that. Alice, you are a fine girl. If you were a London merchant's daughter, it would be another matter. You might find me as a suitor as well as Mark. If Mark is to advance, he cannot go wooing a servant. It is hard, but it is how society works.
Then society is wicked. I have thought so for a long time.
It is the world God has made for us. Come. Let's move again. I may have to leave here for a time.
But don't go, sir. Please don't leave us.
I need to get to London. I can trace the sword's owner there.
I returned to our room, expecting to find Mark there, but it was empty.
Mark?
Sir, help me!
The voice came, it seemed, from the empty air.